Thoughts on Malachi. Malachi chapter 2 and verse 8. It's a one-word title, but. But what a but it is. But. We get the word but in my version. But you have turned from the way. So we need to read just before. And then we get the but, the contrast word. Remember God has said through Malachi in verse 7, this is what it ought to be in Judah. The lips of a priest ought to preserve knowledge, and from his mouth men should seek instruction. He is the messenger of the Lord Almighty, and because he is the messenger of the Lord Almighty, people should seek him, and he should be teaching the truth. But, now, well, there's a solemn word, but, you've ruined that true priesthood. Now, that's Malachi, God through Malachi, addressing the Jews in the days of the Old Covenant. But I say we should apply this properly, biblically, scripturally, into the days of the New Covenant, our times. Is God saying to us, saying to the evangelical world today, he's saying it to Christendom, that's certain. But is he saying it to evangelicals? Is he saying to us, this is what it ought to be, but. And what was the but in Malachi's day? Let's have a look at that first. But you have turned from the way. You priests have gone away from the way of God. And by your teaching, you have caused many to stumble. You have violated the covenant with Levi, says the Lord Almighty. Malachi 2, verse 8. It's you. And you notice the emphasis there. You're responsible. You have. This is what you have done. You have turned from the way. And the words that come to mind here to me are apostasy and adultery, spiritually speaking. They've left the way of God. They've left Scripture. And by their system, by their teaching, by their doctrine, by their practice, by their ways, they've done two things. One, they have ruined many. You have turned from the way. And by your teaching, you have caused many to stumble. And secondly, because of your adultery, spiritually speaking, because of your sin, because of your paganism, because of your adultery and apostasy in a spiritual sense, what have you done? You have violated the covenant that I set up with Levi. Now, if I am right, and I believe it's right, I'm sure it's right, I'm convinced it's right, for us to apply this to the days of the new covenant, is God saying this to us today? Are we violating the covenant? Is the ecclesia of the new covenant matching up to, or the other way around, is the church today matching up to the ecclesia of the new covenant? Have we introduced things? Well, we've taken Christendom into the ecclesia. We've taken it in wholesale, and we've adopted its principles and practices. Is God saying to us, therefore, that by such teaching you're causing many to stumble? Is it possible that we're producing people who conform to some kind of system, but they're not converted? Is it possible that we're producing religious adherents, but we're not seeing regeneration? This is a catalogue of disaster in the old covenant. And if it's true that it applies like this to us in the new covenant, and after all, 2 Corinthians 6 and many other passages in 7 and so on, speak about the separation of the ecclesia and the keeping to the covenant and all the rest of it, then if we are responsible for this apostasy and spiritual adultery, the consequences of breaking the covenant and of misleading many are dreadful to behold. You see, we need to bear in mind what's coming next. I'm not going to go into the next discourse, but what's coming next, verse 9. So, God is not sitting by idly watching this going on. So, I have caused you, and so on. We'll look at that in the next discourse. In a word, Ichabod. Ichabod, the glory has departed. Now, I have my convictions about this. I put it to you, my friend, you must have yours, brother and sister. These things by Malachi were said to Judah in his day. Malachi, by the Spirit of God, I believe, is still speaking like Abel speaking, though he's dead. He speaks still, and he's speaking to us. And the question you have to face, and I have to face, we all have to face, is there a but? The consequences of fooling with the covenant, the new covenant, fooling with the ecclesia, these are the two consequences. You cause many to stumble, and you violate the covenant. Oh, may we uphold the covenant. May we lead many to Christ, and may we glorify God.